Okay, so basically we're up to the Gemara. We're just sad that Hidor, just like Hidor doesn't have, just like Kima doesn't have certain kids, so too Hidor. Okay? So too Hidor. So the Gemara says, Mikana Amru, Ein Bale Umnes. This is an Alam Gimel Ralph. It's like the 10th line. Get rid of the star. Right, that's where we're from, right? Mikana Amru, Ein Bale Umnes, Rasha and La'amu, Mimei Tamidei Chachamim, Besha'a She'oskim B'Malachta. That a Bale Umnes, someone who's doing Malacha, isn't allowed to stand up for a Talmud Chacham while he's doing his Malacha. Because there's no chesaronkis. What's funny there? That's what's funny. In Rishon, it's funny. Okay? There are four answers in the Rishon to explain what that means.
Wow.
Okay, Tosos here. What did I tell us that? See my Rishon? Tema, ma lashon rashoi shaykh. Mash madigay surah, it's only you're not allowed to. So it's first thing you're still in the Mayor Bioskim lachas acherim. Because you're involved in someone else's work, you're working your worker, so you have no right to be from at the guy who's paying his expense. You're allowed for your own stuff. You're allowed to be Matei Malacha, but for the other guy, you're going to cause him to lose work really because you want to be from. You have no right to do that. If you're chayef to do it, you're chayef to do it. But if not, it's just optional. So you have no right to do it. So reason, okay? He says, "Then he says, kamo chayavim." Could say Rasha means Chayavim. Ki Yahid the Tan Erechim. Kama Rotzot and Litim said, Allah, Pishin Rasha, Pirasha Pishin Achayev. Right? Hashtanicha, the Mayor Shah, where I was coming out. Then you could say it's talking about his own Rach. The Lashon he's saying, the Lashon Rasha sometimes means Chayev. Okay, and it's hard to argue on this, so he's showing us that sometimes it means that.
He's just saying you're wrong.
He's saying, if you say that, then it means Chayev, then you could say it's talking about the normal case, or it's talking about your own Rach. Okay? You see, the Ron has another answer. The Ron says it's at the end of Yigalam Obeys. The two lines of the line says, Esher Lomer, the Apishal Atzmo, Enor Shoy Mamish Kamer. Really not allowed. The Q and the Medina Potter, since Medina is in your Potter, the Makshin and Kimel Hidor, the Rope Aliumnes Enom Den. Most people don't stand. Right? Most people don't stand because you're Potter. Imze Omeid, Yeru Halalu Kimzalzan, because it's Medicham. So if you stand, then it will look like everyone else is being mezalzel until midrashim. As if no one stands, it will be clear that look, you don't do it, But if you do stand, then they'll say, oh, maybe you do have to stand. And then everyone else is sitting down is going to look like they're mezalzel. Apparently, the Ron holds that you're mechuyav to worry about that. I mean, apparently the others don't hold that. The others apparently hold that you're not chayiv, but you're allowed. I do this thing. Apparently, they're not worried. So you have machlokas there, right? Listen to this. The Ritvah says, different reason. Okay? He says, the Mistaber, the old man or Shon Mamish, really means they're not allowed. But feel not Zasman. Why? Lufishiyadu Chacham, Shakal Adam Osef is El Shmishas, then they know that everybody's going to end up doing, if they allow it, everybody's going to end up doing it. Vayu Omdim Ibnayam, Ahu Pishayam Chayav, and everyone's going to do it, even though they're not Chayav. Vayu Lam, Bitum Malachtam. And it's going to turn out that everyone's going to be involved with the Malachtam. So therefore, I'm Rishon Yerushalayim. So therefore, they said, you're not allowed. Funny, it doesn't exactly add up, right? Yeah, because they know, really, and I'm clear to. But they know that everyone's going to end up doing it anyways, and they're going to be involved in the Malacha. So in order to stop this from guy, they answer it. Right? And it's a funny kind of a, well, so it would be so bad. I mean, so everyone's being a Chamachmir. So why do they have to get in the way? Why do they get in the way of this Chamra? I mean, it's Thumrah, apparently there's a reason there's a Kiyam, something. I always say it's silly, I mean, apparently there's a reason there's an idea of it. So, so what's the amount of the Malach? That's their decision. Funny, right?
Sounds like a weird sort of vague mix.
Okay, so maybe we'll try to explain these tomorrow, you know? Maybe we'll work on this stuff, right? So this is the Ron and the Ritvah and these answers. I mean, Tosa's answer is more straightforward. The first answer to Tosa's is clear. Is you're working with someone else, you have no right to just start taking off. And if it means that you're not chayiv, then it's also clear. I mean, unless you argue with Gloshim, but that's what he's saying. You can't argue that either. You know, but this is the Ram and the Rifah, and they become a little more interesting, you know? Okay. So let's go further. Okay? So what's the point, though? So saying is that you're not allowed, basically, you're not chayiv to stand up while you're doing malacha, right? Because it's chesaronkis. So the Gemara says, "Velo, Is it true that you're not chayav to stand up while you're doing malacha? That's not. But there's a Mishnah in Bikurim which says that there was a time basically when all the people bring Bikurim, they bring their stuff to Yerushalayim, and they're all walking through the towns on their trip up. Okay, so when they start coming to Yerushalayim, it says, Kol Balei Umnias, Omdim Ibnei, Shol Mishlom, Omlam, Achinu, Anshim, Akamponi, Bach, Mashalom. So it says, all the, while the people are walking up through Yerushalayim to bring their Bikurim, all the workers, anyone who's doing their Malacha, has to basically stand up and greet them and say, Achinu, the people of such and such town, Bach, Mashalom. So you see, right, so what do you see? So what's the kasha? So you see, apparently there is a halacha b'tam lacha. You see, there is a halacha b'tam lacha. Right, apparently you see, there is a b'tam lacha. It's open, it says Bali Amnoyas. What's the kasha? Rashi, 1 second, Rashi. They pass through Yerushalayim. Okay, so what's the problem? There's a problem, like an open problem. You're right, I mean, the question is altogether, what's the raya? Our question is my chai, there's a halacha b'nei takam adarat b'nei zaken. Stand up for an old guy and for a chacham. Right? And the question is, the saying is, "Nachayim chasron kes." You're not going to stand for him when if it's going to involve a loss of money. So now, what are you doing? You're showing me a Mishnah Bikurim that says when the Mevi'i Bikurim come to town, you stand up for them, and you even if you're valiant on this. Okay, what does that mean to do with this?
Where the Mevi'i Bikurim?
So, Mitzvah, you bring Bikurim. So you bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim, first fruits. You bring
so the guys who are bringing
them. People are bringing their fruits. Yeah, they're coming through the town. They come to Yerushalayim. The people of Yerushalayim stand up for them. Are they Chachamim? Are they Zakenim? Are they old? Shouldn't say that at all. This is no halacha. What kind of halacha is it? I have no idea. Different halacha. Right? I mean, so what do you bring a raya from there that they, you see, you have to stand up for them. Even they're doing halacha. So too, Zaki. What does Zaki have to do with it? It's all together. The problem is, what's the proof? It's not a proof. It has nothing to do with that. Right? Okay. So let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara apparently thinks it's a good guy. It's a good proof, though. Thinks apparently the Gemara holds that these cases are comparable. That these cases are, if you learn from there, you learn from there. They're saying the same thing for some reason. So what's the Gemara answer? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. No. Yes, so I'm saying. So Rabbi Yochanan's answer is no. I'll tell you what. You stand up for these guys. You don't stand up for Tamid Chachamim. That's exactly his answer.
Oh, really?
The answer is basically what does Mevi Bikurim have anything to do with Tamid Chachamim? It's true. You stand up for Mevi Bikurim when you're doing Malacha, but not for Tamid Chachamim. But I mean, it's a pretty funny answer. I mean, it's kind of like if you want to buy the question, it's kind of, wasn't bothered by this. Then what's the answer? But I mean, it's like the answer is too obvious. It renders the question invalid. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Gemara then goes further. I guess that's the problem. So Amar Rav Yochanan. I'm sorry.
Amar
Rav Yossi Bar Avin. Bo Ure Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Come and see how beloved is a mitzvah in its time. Okay, if you're doing a mitzvah in its time. Sharem Ibnayam owned it. The people who were involved in the mitzvah of Bikurim at its time, you stand up for Reitam Nechamim, ain't owned them. You see, Reitam Nechamim, you don't even stand up. Right? The what you're involved in. So the thing is, you see how great this idea of doing a mitzvah is, that you even stand up for it greater than a Talachachim. Funny. Right, what kind of thing is this?
Sounds like it's turning.
My answer is no. My answer is not so fast. Dilma, shiny hasam, maybe not. Really, Chaviv Mitzvah isn't true. Really, it's not so public. Mitzvah really isn't so public. But, shiny hasam, dimkein, atamachshil masilava. Nimtze said to Mitzvah, because it turns out that, no, really, you don't have to stand for them because it's Chaviv, it's not that Chaviv. But, Rashi, the notion, shall you leave you or she only nimtze matabeneh. Because really, what's going to happen is, if you don't stand up for them, then people are going to feel bad. They're going to feel like, oh, these guys, the Vibikurim, are basically going to feel like the people of Yerushalayim basically look down upon them. Right? And therefore, they're not going to end up bringing it again. They're not going to end up bringing it next year, because they think that the people of Yerushalayim discouraged them. Really, you wouldn't have to. Right? You wouldn't have to stand in the Chivu Mitzvah, because you're involved in Malachi, and I wouldn't be in Chivu. People of Bnei Adam and Ikarim, Chashuv Meir, But if you have someone who really is chashuv, who you don't have to worry about his kavod, you don't have to worry that he's going to feel like he's embarrassed, you don't have to worry about being machshel him, so then really, you wouldn't have to stand for him. Really, mitzvah b'shaita, isn't that special? You don't have to stand for it. But the only reason here you have to stand is for a totally different reason. Because if you don't stand, then you can end up causing him to be not do it next year. Right? So then do it, so you mitzvah. Okay?
Yeah.
Pretty funny, right? A little Gemara is back and forth. There's a lot of things going on here, right? Because that's a Gemara. Right, but I guess, but still, you can't learn to Talmud Chacham. Because yes. He's just attacking the limit of Vorei Kamen Chavim Mitzvah Shaita. It's still different from Talmud Chacham. You can't see proof to hear Talmud Chacham, because still, Talmud Chacham, you don't have this problem either. So still, you can't bring a Raya. Still, you can't bring a Raya. Talmud really, you don't have to cut some kiss. But here, it's not because the Mitzvah Shaita and Mitzvah Shaita is greater than Talmud Chacham, it's because of a totally different reason that you're worried about being Machshon. Funny halacha, right? Well, you're going to be worried about being Machshon for next year. The whole thing sounds funny. It sounds like a fun, you know? And that's why I made a stand. Yeah, it's also funny, according to Rashi, it's like, and apparently you had to stand for them. So what, it's like, you think low plug, you wouldn't think you start getting into the guy's psychology. And if the guy's chashuv and you're not worried about discouraging him, then you're not had to stand, you know? It's funny that he says that. How does he know that? How does Rashi know that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So basically, so let's move a step back a little bit, okay? So what's our first problem? Interesting. Rashi and Chulin says, Chavivah Mitzvah B'Shaita, he says, Trichem Anu L'Chabiva. It's interesting. And you think it means, what does Chavivah Mitzvah B'Shaita mean? That a mitzvah in its time is beloved. Right? Is beloved. You say, Chavivah Mitzvah B'Shaita means, you have to be Mechaviv a mitzvah B'Shaita. You know what I mean? Doesn't say that it's just that it is beloved. You have to love it. Right? It's a good question though. Why is it that, I mean, do you have this phenomenon for this which I do, a guy's wearing tefillin, a guy's saying a lulav, I should stand up for him? I mean, it's true. I mean, where do you see this? Is this a halacha? I mean, that's what it sounds like saying. You know, for some reason, you know. I'm just want to note, by the way, I see here an article on Chulin on this thing. He quotes, Rabbeinu Gershon explains that this practice was instituted in times of persecution when the government banned the bringing of Bikurim. See Titus 28a. So he's saying is that that's why you're worried about Machshilim. As soon as there was like governmental restrictions against them. So therefore, so Rashi just says Bnei Torah. Because it's a trouble, it's a bother. It doesn't sound, I mean, he's saying, he's just saying it was really like resistance, it was really a chash. Man, it's a question.
It just seems to be like more like it's a better halacha.
It's a Gemara, it's a Jerem Sachem. It's a Sam Chesem Beis. It says, Borei Kamachu Gemitza B'Shaita, Shai Hekter Chalam Ve'Varam B'Darim K'Sherem Kala Laila. Really, you're allowed to burn the innards and stuff of an animal all night. After the day, all night. You have the whole night to do it. Ve'im Ramtila Anashtek Shach. Rashi explains you do it on Shabbos. Shabbos is karbon, you burn before Shabbos is over. Right? Even though you can do it afterwards, after Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on it in order to be Chaviv L'maher Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's just like to express the Mitzvah B'Shaita is do it right away. It's wild. I mean, it's Mamash Matir Ramat Malacha. Something was strange. The Ram Perish Rishnayas and Bikurim, he was wondering. He says, "V'kalu etzleinu ein bali amnesos shal nama neitamidecham b'shas malachtam." Right. So normally the rule is you never stand for a talmud chacham when you're doing malacha. He says, "V'chivu oso kan lamod." Here they're mechayev you. Mne shehem rabim, because they're rabim. The kavod tzibor shiny. The kavod tzibor is different.
Is by Bikurim?
Yes. Funny That's thing weird. Is that it's against the Gemara. And the Gemara says it's because you don't want to be mashal and masalava. So I'm saying, no, because it's covered in the tibor. What is that? Where do you get that from? The Gemara didn't say that.
Also, yeah.
The whole thing is funny. What's wrong doing here? But let's leave it on for a little bit. So, okay, so here's what I'm thinking. The Havamina is like this. Is what's the deal with standing up for Mevi'a Bikurim? Why are you doing that? Right? What do they do? Okay. So the Havamina is that it's really an extension of the halacha of Mnei Seva talking with Arta Pnei talking. Okay? It is an instance of that halacha. How so? See, Mnei Seva talking with Arta Pnei means is why are you standing up for them? Because they reflect chachma. Right? They bring to mind the chachma. therefore they should respect it, right? As gavros, these are people who reflect chachma. So the same thing is there's another guy. That the guy who is mamish osik in a mitzvah, reflects chachma, reflects Torah. Because he's involved in a mitzvah. So that's, there's Talmud Chacham and a Zaken is someone who, even when they're not involved in mitzvahs, like as gavras, they reflect Chachma because of their level or because whatever. But a guy who's doing a mitzvah is involved in Chachma, he's involved in mitzvah. So that is certainly at the stands for him. In other words, it was learning that that is, the halacha is, you're standing for Chachma. So Chachma is Torah. So you're involved in, a guy who's involved in a mitzvah is certainly Mechayev to stand. Okay, so it's the chiv of standing for Mevi'a Bikurim is nothing other than an advent, like a specific form, another form of the halacha of Nesei about the Bnei Zaken. That's the source of it. Because that's the Gemara's first take. That's what kind of halacha is this? Where did this halacha come from? So it harks back to, is there any deraisa that this sounds like? Is there any real halacha that this sounds like? Oh, well, it fits in nicely to the halacha of Nesei Tzavah and Nesei Zaken. The concept is, because they're standing for Chachma, but this is a gavra who reflects Chachma proper. He's doing a mitzvah. So if that's the way you understand it, now what do you see? You see that the halacha of standing for Nesei Tzavah and Nesei Zaken even involves Ches and Kes. So it must be for standing for the Talmud Chacham also. That's Ches and Kes. Because it's just another instance of that same halacha. You know what I mean? Because that's what the Gemara, then the Havmin is very good, because the Havmin is not going to start inventing new things. Maybe all these other answers, Mitzvah Shaita, Chavim Mitzvah Shaita, and Machshilon, these are new ideas. You're making up new concepts. But here you're standing up for them, and we have something in the Torah called standing up for someone. So what are you going to assume the idea is? So you assume the natural assumption is that it's an extension of that institution. So therefore, you can prove 100% from toward that institution. So okay, so Ben asks a good question. So why don't you? So why is this the only mitzvah that you have it by? And it should always happen. So I mean, that's just a question, anyways. I mean, anything that's a question. I mean, what's the deal? You know, kind of thing. Why only maybe Gurim? I mean, you have a lot of mitzvahs. Right, Chavim Mitzvah, for instance, you'll stand up for everyone's doing a mitzvah. So I'll answer like this. There's a difference. See, because let's say normally a guy walks into the room holding a lulav. Okay? So if I stand up, I'm just standing up for him. Like, how does my standing up relate to the fact that he happens to have a lulav in his hand? But if there's a gavra, I'm standing for a gavra, so it's an idea. The gavra entered the room and I stand up for the gavra. But how does my standing up relate to the mitzvah that he's doing? You know, the mitzvah that he's doing, because he happens to be holding a lulav in his hand. He happens to be wearing tefillin. How does my standing relate to that? But that's fine. That's regular. But see, but by bikurim, see, standing up for someone is he walks in and you stand up, right? Now, by Bikurim, his walking in is the mitzvah. Whereas the mitzvah is the bringing the Bikurim. That's, whereas his coming into your presence is part of the mitzvah itself. So his walking in is the involvement in the mitzvah. So while the Mevi'i Bikurim walk into my town, they embody the mitzvah of Bikurim, and me standing up is standing up for Mevi'i Bikurim. But if a guy just happens to be holding a lulav, then he happens to walk into my room, so I'm not standing up for the lulav. I'm standing up for a guy who walked into my room. There's no relationship between my standing up and the lulav. But if the nature of his entering, his entrance is an entrance of mitzvah, and then I'm standing up, so my standing up is related to the gavra of the Torah that he's doing this mitzvah. His hilach, the gavra is walking in. So the gavra is walking in because he's a gavra now. He's walking in as a mevi'a bikurim. So a gavra who's walking in as a mevi'a bikurim is a reflects hidur, reflects chachma. But a guy who's doing a mitzvah, so it's true he may be involved in chachma and a mitzvah, but I'm just, my standing up is unrelated. It doesn't hook in with his status as an osei mitzvah. I mean, it's true. Ben's saying is that the mitzvah is bringing it to Yerushalayim. So they're walking into Yerushalayim. It says they split up them in Yerushalayim. So So it means that is the mitzvah. The coming into Yerushalayim is the mitzvah. That's for the bringing to Yerushalayim. So he's saying we bring in different towns, it's just like it may be they're on their way to do the mitzvah, but they're not actually in the mitzvah.
I mean, that to me would be similar.
Yeah, like, just another town would be like the end of the love. It happens to be, it's only the love. It happens to be, he's walking through my town because he's going to Yerushalayim. But who's to say? I mean, I don't know. But when he walks into Yerushalayim, that is the mitzvah. So, therefore, that gavra, insofar as he's walking to Yerushalayim, is a gavra of mitzvah. So that actualizes the sevatakam. Okay? Because he's a gavra now of chachma. He embodies his chachma. His entrance is as a gavra of chachma. So I have to stand up for him. Oh, and I see I have to do it at my expense. So you see it involves chesron kes. So apparently he's standing up for a chachma also involves chesron kes. That's the amen. It's good amen. Because it's good why the Gemara assumes this, because this is just a real grounded halachic institution. So if you see a mysterious Mishnah and you want to place it and understand it, the natural assumption is that it fits in with the prior halacha. Not to say there's a brand new weird who knows where halacha comes from of standing up for Mevi'urim. And now the Gemara says, right, so this would have been great. Problem is that it would undermine the limud of Hidor, which doesn't involve chesron kes. So although it would be great to explain Mevi'a Bikurim, it is problematic for our sugya. So the Gemara says, no. It's not because of that. Mitzvah, really, tamid echacham yistan. You don't have to chesron kes. But these guys, you do have to chesron kes. Why? Sounds like it's tamid echacham yistan, right? Because that's why the retort is, oh, you mean, you don't stand for it during the Malacha, but these guys you do? Oh, and then he says, Kaaba is come and see, Chavim is a Meshaita, you see how much greater than Tal Chacham it is. So it seems like this stage of the Gemara, okay, is that the standing has a new dimension, or maybe a new idea, maybe a new dimension, it's not clear, but it's not just straight, like just a straight, instance of Meseh Utaka, because then you're going to have a problem. But really, Meisei V'Tachon Reh does involve Chesron Kes. But this does involve Chesron Kes because it's the Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's the Chavim Mitzvah B'Shaita. Somehow it's going to outdo your regular Tam Chacham. But what's the deal? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan's point is good. Kama Chavim Mitzvah B'Shaita, come and see how, it sounds like you make a point, check it out. But I mean, why is it? I mean, it sounds like he's saying, look, this is surprising, check this out. But I mean, it is surprising. I mean, well, why is it? Well, this is greater than Tanu Chacham. Why is that? What's the deal? It's also funny. Isn't it also funny? Chaviva mitzvah v'shaita.
Why?
Like, what does it do with chavivas? What, you have to love the mitzvah? Like, I'm not like mechubar, chabed mitzvah v'shaita or something. Like, I don't know. Like, what's... Who's getting into chavivas? Why are we getting into chavivas? And... So what's that doing here? This is interesting, by the way. I mean, why is it that you have a mitzvah is more important than a Tanu Chacham? I mean, isn't Tanu Chacham the ultimate? What you're saying is that we're honoring a mitzvah b'shaita more than a Tanu Chacham? I mean, that's, I guess, what his point is. Bo Re'ei, come on, it's not so simple. You wouldn't have thought this. You would have thought, how could it be that a guy doing a Tam Jew doing a mitzvah is greater than Tanu Chacham? It's also something I'm going to explain. Is why is it that this Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita is such that it's Tim Chayvi and Chesron Kes, yet the Tom Chacham is not a Chaviv Chesron Kes. Like, is there a sense to that, or it's just because it's more Chaviv, so we just stop at one level, Like, it would be nice if you could somehow explain the logic, the causation. Something like on Jake's lines, that what's the Chaviv? The Chaviv Chesron Kes, I think it means the person should have a Chaviv Samesos. Because it's natural. Like, it reminds me of the Rambam in the end of Kedusha, the end of Hilchas Shechita. This is when you do Kisei Dam, you shouldn't use your hand or a knife or your kli, because, I'm sorry, you should only use your hand or a knife or a kli, but not with your feet. Right? He said, it won't be mitzvahs b'ziyas alav. Right? He says, because she'ena kavod la'atzma shalom mitzvahs. The kavod isn't for the mitzvahs, el misha tziva b'ham, baruch hu. But it's a kavod for the one who commanded us in the mitzvahs. Vatzilenu milmashish b'choshach, and saved us from groping in darkness. Baruch hu son nerli Yisrael, liasher ha'maisim. He gave us a candle to straighten out the paths. The Arlans, the Horus of the Vision, a light to teach us the proper paths. So it seems like there's an idea. The person has to recognize that the mitzvah is a gift from Hashem, as a light of our path, and it really gives us a perfection, gives us a derech to, towards living a proper life. Okay, and there's a great, the mitzvah is a great vehicle and a gift from the Hashem, and as such, they have to, there should be, even though I'm there saying kavod, but here it's saying it should engender a chivah for the mitzvahs. A person should have a certain, like, a love of a mitzvah, and you have to express, as a mechiv, to express the love of the mitzvah. Okay, how so? So in this case, it's saying is the way you're not really standing up for the guy, but you're standing up because this guy embodies the mitzvah, the bikurim. Because like we said before, he's a mevi bikurim. His walking in is as he's so to speak like a chafza of the mitzvah. You know what I mean? Like it's really standing up for the mitzvah of bikurim, because there's a chibur for the mitzvah of bikurim. You have to express that the mitzvah of bikurim is walking into the room. Wow, it's to move a person. It's an idea, it should move a person. A person has to have a certain attitude about it, and you're mechuyev to express that through your amidah. Okay? Now, why is it that this is involves chasun kes and not talmud chacham? See, but I think the thing is, like, see, if the halacha is that you have to be mechavev the mitzvah, express chibov. See, in chibov, you can't say, I love the mitzvah, but I'm busy now. I'm doing malacha now. So you see, that's not chibov. See, chibov means the person is just moved to express his chavivas. It's like an emotion, like he's moved, he has a certain affection for the thing, and he has to express it. So to start cheshbening out that I'm going to do it if I'm not doing malacha, but if I'm going to do malacha, then I'm going to start saying, you know what, now I'm not going to do it. That would undermine chavivas. There's no idea of chavivas if you're going to have to start making klein chakiras. Klein chakiras is against the idea of chavivas. Okay? But by Talmud Chacham, there's no halacha of chavivas. There's no halacha that you have to be a chaviva of a Talmud Chacham. The halacha is his hidor. You have to be ma'adar him. You're mechuyev to demonstrate his greatness. Okay? Now, when are you, under what conditions are you mechuyev to demonstrate his greatness? So it says, well, if there's no chesron kes, you're mechuyev to demonstrate it. If there is chesron kes, you're not mechuyev. But his demonstration, just because I'm not choosing to demonstrate it at this moment, doesn't mean that I look at him as something low, because a demonstration is more of like a rational action. In other words, I'm deciding it's important to make this demonstration. Now, under what conditions am I going to demonstrate it? So Torah is saying you only have to demonstrate it when it involves your actions. You don't have to demonstrate it when it involves your money. Okay? But in Chaviva, the mitzvah of Chaviva is not a demonstration, but an expression of Chavivas. An expression of Chavivas must be under all conditions. You can't say I'm not going to do it if it's going to cost me money. Because then you're saying I love my money greater than the mitzvah. You know what I mean? But that will undermine the expression of chavivas mitzvah. So therefore, it must be. So that's the thing. Talmud chavivas b'shaita. You see, there's an idea of chavivas here, and you don't have. You could have imagined there's no chavivas by Talmud Chacham also, but apparently there's no halacha of chavivas by Talmud Chacham. Because if there were halacha of chavivas by Talmud Chacham, you'd also have to do it, even though there was money. But apparently, because otherwise you'd be showing you don't love him. But apparently, there's no halacha of chavivas by Talmud Chacham. So you see, mitzvah, and I think it's good because you were saying mitzvah is the system itself. So that you have to express the chavivas for. But Talmud Chacham is a gavra who represents the system perfected, and therefore you mechuyev to demonstrate his greatness to be mahader. But there's no halacha of, you don't have to express, there's no kiyum of the gavra's chavivas. You know what I mean? Chavivas, that's why I think it's using lashon of chaviva. Because chavivas is, if it was just a din of expressing kavod, then you could start. Yeah, when and where? There's a when and where. Yeah. Some questions. But if it's chaviva, then if it's dinu chaviva sa mitzvah, that's the only way you can explain why it's even. Even you can't start making exceptions for balayonis. You can't be. You know what I mean? Okay. So that's this thing. Bo rei. You see how the nature of chaviva sa mitzvah b'shaita is such as even greater than chacham. But then the Gemara basically abandons this. It seems to say is no, not so fast. Really, you're not standing for this. Really, you're standing of Sayombi Maslam. Really, there's no idea of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Seems like it's rejecting that. And it's saying it's just Sayombi Maslam. That's what we have to try to do tomorrow. What's this idea of being Maslam? It sounds like a funny halacha altogether. And Rashi's thing of saying it depends if the guy's Chashim or not. How does Rashi know that? How does he know that it goes by that? You know, I'm going to say, well, plug. And then, if we get that, I mean, it shouldn't take that long. Back to the other machlokes we've shown him about Rashi. Right, the Ran and the Reva. Okay.